latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
Human rights watchdog Amnesty International has slammed planned reforms of the Spanish Criminal Code, which reinstates life sentences and introduces harsher prison terms for breaching public order. The amendments proposed by the ruling Partido Popular are almost sure to be passed before the Spanish general elections. The bill has already passed the country's lower house of parliament after gaining the support of 186 MPs with 144 against. The final step is approval by the upper house, the Senate, where the PP also enjoys a majority. Unemployment in Spain fell for a second year in a row in 2014 to 23.7% as the economic recovery gained pace, but the rate remains still one of the highest in the European Union. Spanish joblessness fell from 25.73% in 2013 as the country's large service sector took on more staff. The hiring was driven by a strong tourist season, whilst construction activity also picked up, according to the National Statistics Institute. The fall was greater than had been expected by the president of the government, Mariano Rajoy, which had forecast the country would end 2014 with a jobless rate of 24.2%. Spain welcomed a record 65 million tourists in 2014, nearly a quarter of them being British, although that figure was slightly down, as according to new figures from the government and the Institute of National Statistics. The overall number of visits by foreign tourists to Spain was the highest on record and rose by 4.3 million, or more than 7% compared to 2013, the tourism ministry has said. Neighbouring Portugal also reported a welcome surge in tourist visits and revenue. Just over 15 million of the international tourist arrivals in Spain recorded last year were from Britain, about 23%, according to the figures. France, meanwhile, overtook Germany as the second biggest source of foreign visitors to Spain, and more than 10.6 million visits were made by French tourists and 10.4 million by Germans. The Nordic countries were in fourth place with 5 million visitors, 3.5% more than in 2013. Questions have been raised as to how much Spain will be paying for the Eurovision 2015 competition. Although the European Broadcaster Union is not giving out in public the fees active members pay to the EBU for the Eurovision Song Contest, and local press have revealed that TVE, the Spanish national broadcaster, will be spending €356,000 in order to participate in the Eurovision Song Contest this year. The fee includes participation and broadcast of 8 hours of the TV show, including the semi-finals and the final. The €356,000 fee is considerably higher than previous countries. In 2014, Macedonia paid €100,000, Poland €70,000, and Romania €130,000. In 2011, the United Kingdom paid €283,000, and in 2010, Ireland paid just €63,000. Meanwhile, in 2012, Montenegro's bill was a mere €23,000. For more details on these stories, visit the website www.theleader.info.